18 minutes past 8 on News Talk Brexit. Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. I want to turn now to those comments from pro-Brexit MPs, the likes of Daniel Hannan, Kate Hoy and Owen Paterson, somewhat adding fuel to the fire in the standoff between Sinn Féin and the DUP. Hannan said the Good Friday Agreement had failed, while the former Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Owen Paterson, said he thinks it has run its course. To discuss this further, we're joined on the line by the Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Owen Smith. Owen, thanks indeed for talking to us. Your reaction to these comments from pro-Brexit MPs?
I think they're incredibly reckless, and I think they're completely wrong. And I think, unfortunately, they are, all three of the people you've mentioned, motivated by the one thing that unites them, which is they are extreme Brexiteers who want the hardest possible exit for the UK from the European Union. And they know that sensible people right across the piece are pointing out the fact that it's very hard to exit the European Union on those sort of hard terms without there being a hard border back on the island of Ireland, which we can all see would be incredibly damaging to prosperity on the island of Ireland, but also, I think, put at risk, at jeopardy, the gains we've made in terms of peace in Ireland.
Okay, and look, there is absolutely no doubt they are coming from a particular perspective in relation to Brexit. Do they have, or I think Daniel Hannan and Owen Paterson in particular, do they have a point, though, when they talk about some of the problems of the Good Friday Agreement? The fact that, as one of them put it, it's a permanent grand coalition. It leaves them free to reward their supporters with subsidies and sinecures. Is there something to that?
Well, no, I think, again, is the short answer. And as I said, you've simply got to look at the fact that Kate Hoey in the Labour Party, Owen Paterson and Daniel Hannan are all on the hard, you know, end of Brexit. That's what is motivating them. And in some cases, Kate Hoey's in particular, I think there has always been an opposition in her mind to power sharing. But power sharing is at the heart of the Good Friday Agreement. It's the unique feature of the Good Friday Agreement that allowed us to bridge what, you know, in previous generations was an unbridgeable gap between the parties and the traditions in Northern Ireland. And nobody has put on the table at any point before or since an alternative that would allow communities to exist, coexist in Northern Ireland peacefully.
Fair
and that
point.
Has to be, I think, guarded and sustained incredibly carefully.
Yeah, fair point. Just finally, how real is the threat to the Good Friday Agreement here?
Well, I think it's absolutely real, in as much as a hard border, putting back checks or watchtowers certainly, would clearly be an enormous risk. The Chief Constable of the Police Service in Northern Ireland said it would be a risk to his officers, and that frankly means it would be a risk to peace. But I think even in terms of the idea of a border being put back in Northern Ireland, not even the infrastructure, but the idea of dividing the island again physically would damage the spirit of the Good Friday Agreement and would be fundamentally damaging to those people who found reconciliation, you know, within the terms of the Good Friday Agreement. So we've got to sustain the agreement and defend it, because it is the only viable route to peace in Northern Ireland.
And finally, and very briefly, one way around that would be for the UK to stay in the customs union. I know your party hasn't quite made that jump yet to adopting that position. Is it something that you feel should be looked at?
Well, I think if you look at the speech Jeremy Corbyn, or an interview Jeremy Corbyn gave yesterday that's reported in the papers today, you know, my view has been clear from the beginning, and I've stated it clearly from the beginning, that we should be remaining in the customs union, or in a customs union that is pretty much exactly the same as we have now, because that's the only way in which we guarantee we don't have a border. And I think Jeremy Corbyn signalled yesterday that that is now Labour's position. So, you know, our position has evolved, and I think it's evolving in a positive way.
Okay, thanks indeed for joining us, Owen Smith, Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland.